every defense that K-State faces know that the ball is going to come to you at some point or another. I mean, they know the offense revolves around you. So what's it like for you to be in a position where you can basically just make it not matter and go make plays and get the ball anyway?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, whichever team we play, one of the things that Coach Coleman always tells me is, you know, they might put their best defensive back on me. You know, last week Texas did it. This week Oklahoma State did it. And, you know, I found out he was from Oklahoma too. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, you just got to go out there and compete. You know, just because somebody put their best player on you doesn't mean that you're going to get shut down. So, I mean, it's just all about competition. And, I mean, it helps whenever you have people like Curry Sexton take all of that pressure off of you, especially when he had an amazing game today. And also Deontay as well just caught those touchdowns back.
And what did you see specifically on your touchdown reception in there in the corner of the end zone there?
You know, first of all, you just got to give credit to Jake. That was a great pass. You know, we just caught a play, and Jake ended up just throwing me a ball. He gave me a chance to go get it, and it's just one of them things that you got to make the play. And, you know, luckily I got 2 feet in. I just need one, but, you know, luckily I made that catch.
Do you and Curry feed off each other when you're making catches like that?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, we just go out there and we have fun. And, you know, when Curry makes a crazy catch like that, you know, we was talking about it on the sideline, and then he talked about the crazy catch I had, and then I told him that was a great catch when he got called out on a one. So, I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, we just kind of have fun. And it's kind of like when you have fun, you don't think about messing up. You don't think about doing anything wrong. You just go out there and you play. And, I mean, you know, the whole team feeds off of it. You know, whether you have linemen who usually you think would sit down, you know, during the game. If it's defense, you have people standing up watching returns just trying to cheer you on because they want to see something happen. So, I mean, just stuff like that, I think it says a lot about our team.
What did you see on Morgan's return there, the kickoff?
I was on the ground. So, a guy ran into me, and he fell with me, so I didn't really get to see too much. But, I mean, I saw him about 25 yards away from the end zone, and, I mean, it's just one of those deals, and we know he could do it. You know, he played running back in high school, so, I mean, it was just one of those things that kicked it away from me. They didn't know that Morgan Burns is a great return, and, I mean, he took advantage of it.
Yeah, how much have you worked with him in running back kicks?
I mean, well, when we do kickoff return in practice, you know, we work on it a lot. Sometimes, you know, they might kick it to me a lot. But, I mean, you got to be ready because sometimes, you know, they might do a surprise kick over there. And, I mean, you know, there were times whenever at the beginning of the season when Morgan did kickoff return, he got really comfortable at it. So, I mean, it was just one of those things that when he's on the other side, he already knows what his role is if he gets the ball.
I'm second on two more lists now behind now your dad's, like, looming right in front of you and everything. Is that starting to sink in that it's just that you keep passing guys and now it's just him?
Yeah, you know, it's starting to sink in a little bit. You know, I think about it every now and then, maybe a little more than I should. But, I mean, it's just one of those things you get excited about. You know, you never thought that you'd ever be in this position. And, you know, being in this position, you don't want to get a little too antsy or, you know, get too caught up in – everything that's coming along is just kind of going out there and just playing and just letting it happen. And once it happens, you know, it's one of those things that you can celebrate and cherish for a lifetime. But, you know, until now, you know, I tell my teammates, I say, you know, whether I break it or whether I don't, you know, the biggest thing is I just want to win with them.
About playing teams from the state of Oklahoma, is that kind of get you up a little bit more than some of the other games?
Yeah, you know, that was my last game playing against the Oklahoma team, unless, you know, Oklahoma gets an NFL team. But, I mean, it was just one of those things you had to cherish, you know. I think I finished my career against Oklahoma 2-2 and against Oklahoma State 2-2. So it was one of those things I told the trainers. I think I was 2-0 against Oklahoma State here, 0-2 there, 2-0 at Oklahoma, 0-2 here. But, I mean, it's just one of those things. At least you went out 500. And, I mean, you got people, you know, that's from Texas when we go play at TCU. So, I mean, they're going to feel the same way that, you know, I felt, Dante Barnett felt, and even Zach Trujillo felt this game and against OU.
Hey, what's the specialness of what Jonathan's done many things, but the fumble recovery, when you see that, what's going on in your head?
hold on, Jonathan Truman?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of those things in which you talking about the fumble recovery or the interception?
Well, yeah, they ruled it as a fumble recovery.
Okay. I mean, it's just one of those things in which I remember we did kickoff return in practice, and we worked on a pooch kick, I think, and Truman picked it up and basically scored. So, I mean, it's just one of those things in which you would think he was a running back when he was in high school, because the way he was running the ball, he could read off of blocks. You know, he almost scored, you know. But, I mean, he's just a great guy. You know, he works hard every single day. He's one of the strongest people on the team, and, I mean, he's just dedicated to what we do, and I mean, that's really all you want from somebody.